Australia's Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graham Innes says discrimination is built into Australia's justice system, and he hopes a new inquiry will address that. Mr. Innes has been appointed to an inquiry by the Australian Law Reform Commission examining legal barriers for people with disabilities. The federal government has commissioned the inquiry to consider whether Commonwealth laws and frameworks stop disabled people exercising their rights. Mr. Innes told Simon Lauder that people with disabilities too often have legal decisions made for them.
In Australia, there's a very limited negative view of disability, and lots of assumptions are made about what people can't do. And often decisions are made about people rather than people being supported to make their own decisions. And I think it's an important area of the law that needs to be investigated. And I'm hopeful that at the end of it, the Law Reform Commission will be able to make some recommendations which change that.
So do you believe that there is inbuilt discrimination in the system?
Yes, I do. There is discrimination in the sense that people with the best intentions in many circumstances are making decisions for people when people with appropriate supports could make their own decisions.
What's a typical example of that? Who is making these decisions on behalf of someone with disabilities, and how is that power allowed to be taken out of someone's hands?
There are many different examples. There are a lot of informal decisions where parents, family members, staff in organisations with which the person is involved make decisions, and that's been formalised often by the legal system, where the legal system assumes or has processes to put in place a substitute decision-making process where someone else makes the decision. And I'm not suggesting that there won't still be some need for that in some cases, but I'm hopeful that recommendations by the Commission will mean that a lot more people with some support, with appropriate supports, are making decisions for themselves.
And do you believe that many people with disabilities have been deprived of proper access to justice?
There are many barriers to people with disability in the justice system, and I'm doing work on that now through my role at the Human Rights Commission. And yes, I think that that's a significant problem in Australia.
Are there formal interventions which take place that you think need to be stopped or at least scrutinised closely?
The formal interventions, such as decisions around guardianship, decisions around issues which relate to people's lives in terms of, you know, where they live and what they do, I guess are all the sorts of formal decisions that this inquiry can look at. But it's not so much the type of interventions, but the way that interventions are made and the fact that they're made, and the fact that in many cases people with disability could be far more involved in the process if provided with a greater opportunity.
Is there a model you can point to overseas which strikes a better balance and puts in better safeguards for people with disabilities?
There's not a model that I can point to, but what I can point to is the Convention on the Rights of People with Disability, which encourages the reduction, wherever possible, of substitute decision-making and the introduction of supported decision-making, which is decision-making where people with disability are worked with to maximise their opportunity to make decisions. There are various countries which have put or are putting this into place, and I guess that will be what we'll look at as part of the inquiry.
That's Australia's Disability Discrimination Commissioner, Graham Innes, speaking to Simon Lauder.